ABC News.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Sunshine today with our high nearing 41. Staying clear overnight tonight with a low around 29. More sunshine on Wednesday with a high of 46 and mostly cloudy skies over Wednesday night with a low around 30. Partly sunny throughout Thursday with a high of 47 and staying cloudy throughout Thursday night with a low around 26. And still sunny on Friday with a high of 46 and partly cloudy Friday night. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster. Currently it's 19.
Kansas Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. As we wrap up 2022 and get ready for legislative session of 2023, Kansas lawmakers have a meeting over the past weeks talking about the upcoming medical marijuana legislation that will be proposed in the session, talking about the potential implications and what the conversation may be on the floor of each chamber from both Republicans and Democrats, wondering if the Senate will even pick up the bill at the end of the day.
Going through a lot of changes right now, and I'm not too sure if this is an issue that is a priority to them, but I know Kansans have been very loud that they want us to pass medical marijuana in the legislature.
That was Democrat House Member Christina Hashwood on WIBW. As part of the Special Committee on Medical Marijuana, Republican State Senator Jim Olson, the chair of the committee, says they are close to wrapping up the final details of the bill.
The bill we had was about 85% complete. There's about 15% of the things that we didn't have in there, but they're pretty important.
The Senate has yet to take up the issue after being passed in the House at last session.
Want a great deal on a new or used trailer and service to back you up? Seahorse Trailer Sales. Looking for the place with that special buy on a great new or used trailer? Well, at Horse Trailer Sales, we make it easy on a great selection of hitches and accessories that will catch your eye. And Horse Trailer Sales prices will make you buy. If you've been waiting for the right time to buy, then this is it. It's your chance to save a whole lot more at Horse Trailer Sales. Because at Horse Trailer Sales, we've got what you're looking for, and we make it easy. Come on in and see what we've got. Horse Trailer Sales, 6901 South 183rd Street West in Viola. Yeah, we make it easy.
Federal and state officials here in the state of Kansas are warning horse owners across the state not to feed their animals top of the Rockies brand alfalfa cubes, as they say roughly 100 horses have developed neurological illnesses and 45 have died or been euthanized. As Cake News reports, the federal agencies are working with state agricultural departments in Colorado, Louisiana, New Mexico, Texas, and Kansas to investigate horse deaths. As they say, the batches of the alfalfa may contain bacteria that causes botulism, the fatal paralytic disease, as the FDA is working on testing to confirm the cause of the reported illnesses in the horses. In other news, Kansas City Chiefs tight end Jody Fortson made a special visit to the Ronald McDonald House in Kansas City to visit 9-year-old Ethan Frisbee, who has spent 267 days at the location. As WIBW reports that Frisbee finally left the facility last week, but before he left, got the visit from the tight end from the Kansas City Chiefs, serving up a meal and mingling with many of the families. Kansas Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier.
Double the joy!
Ho, ho, ho! We're doubling the joy this holiday season at Blue Valley Technologies. Refer a friend and you get $40 and they get $40. Refer as many friends and family members as you can before the end of the year and the credits will show up on your Blue Valley bill. Visit bluevalley.net/doublethejoy today.
Terms and conditions apply. See store for details.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. In light of the giving season for the holidays, high schoolers from Silver Lake High School volunteered at the Hearts and Hands Against Hunger of Hastings, Nebraska, as they came together to pack meals and essentials like vitamins and minerals, dehydrated vegetables with rice and soy protein, along with other items, to be shipped around the world to places like Haiti and the Philippines. And it was something many of the high school students said they thoroughly enjoyed being able to give back.
I don't think a lot of us like kind of realize like where this is going. And when the guy explained to us that it's going to different countries and states and everywhere, it shocked me how many places are this is going to, that this is what we have to do to help them. It's kind of sad to hear about, but also it's good that we are doing this.
That audio from KSNB at Local Channel 4, where Katie Schultz with Hearts and Hands Against Hunger says the volunteer opportunities for these students was exciting to let them make a difference in the world. Nebraska, Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier.
Nothing beats the classic taste and goodness of Earth Grain's 100% whole wheat bakery bread. Earth Grain's unique recipe combines whole grains with the old-fashioned taste of brown sugar and honey, creating a delicious whole grain bread that will appeal to your entire family. And with 18 grams of whole grain per slice, it's good for them too. Earth Grain's breads, baking our best for you.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. A representative with Kansas Main Street met with Marshall County commissioners last week, along with Marysville Chamber and Main Street board members and the county health nurse, with a presentation on things to think about while designing the new health department to make sure it stays consistent with downtown architecture. The delegates are willing to work with the builder to give them some exterior ideas. Public Works applied for two bridges through the Kansas Local Bridge Improvement Grant, and the county was not awarded a grant at this time. A motion was approved for $244,000 for bridge construction on East River Road due to the transmission line. Final day for business will be Thursday, as the Marshall County Courthouse will be closed to the public Friday to close out books and will then remain closed Monday, January 2nd for New Year's. Costs assessed to TC Energy from Washington County for rock, equipment use, and man hours related to the oil spill cleanup efforts have topped $57,000. Work continues on site, and the emergency management director reported that a code on the department website has been established to file reports of wildlife affected. Nemahal County commissioners are planning to hold a special session Tuesday to consider adoption of a proposed amendment for the budget for 2023 and further discuss pay and benefits. Their next regular session is Monday, January 9th. At their last meeting, the board received bids to reclaim and put cement in the base of an 8-mile stretch of the Goff Oneida Road. Low bid of Bergkamp Construction for $1.3 million was approved. Following executive session was announced the position of part-time janitorial, part-time senior services has been eliminated in Nemahal County, effective immediately. Gage County Board of Supervisors at a special meeting Wednesday opened bids for and approved the low bid of Thiessen Construction in the amount of $444,000 for the Gage County Bridge Pile Repair Project. Their next meeting is Wednesday, December 28th. Construction of a new pre-K through 5th grade school in Beatrice continues, with completion expected by fall 2024. The project in East Beatrice will combine and replace Lincoln, Paddock Lane, and Stoddard Elementary buildings and the Beatrice Community Preschool. The new facility is being financed through the building fund levy without an increase in property taxes. Voters earlier had turned down a bond issue for a new combined grade school in Beatrice. Cost is not to exceed $40.5 million and came in at $283 per square foot. Footings for the building are being completed, with plumbing work to begin next month. Nemahal Central School Board approved sale of up to $24 million in general obligation bonds to fund renovation and construction projects at the schools in Seneca after voter approval in November. The 25-year term bonds range from 4.6 to 4.7% and will result in a 14.75 mill levy for repayment. They will be invested initially, allowing interest proceeds to help offset inflation costs. John K. Jack Kirkland Jr., age 87, of Marysville, passed away December 22nd. Funeral service Wednesday, 10 a.m. at St. Gregory's Catholic Church, Marysville. Burial in the church cemetery. Visitation Tuesday, 1 until 9. Family will greet friends Tuesday from 5 until 7 at Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Jack Kirkland. Conrad R. Stewart, age 88, of Washington, passed away December 13. Funeral service Wednesday, 11 a.m. at the Washington Christian Church. Private burial. Visitation Tuesday, 3 until 8. Family will greet friends Tuesday from 5 until 7 at the Ward Funeral Home in Washington, in charge of arrangements for Conrad Stewart. John T. Argenbright, age 70, of Waterville, passed away December 19. Funeral service Wednesday at 2 at St. Mark's Lutheran Church, Waterville. Burial in the Riverside Cemetery. Visitation Tuesday, noon until 8. Family will greet friends Tuesday from 6:30 until 8 at the Christy Anders Funeral Home in Waterville, in charge of arrangements for John Argenbright. Evelyn M. Weir, age 88, of Marysville, passed away Friday. Funeral service Thursday, 10 a.m. at Mount Calvary Lutheran Church, Marysville. Burial Our Savior Lutheran Cemetery, west of Barnston. Visitation Wednesday, 1 until 9. Family will greet friends Wednesday from 6 until 8 at Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Evelyn Weir. Mildred J. Hearn, age 87, passed away Sunday. Funeral service is planned Thursday, 2 p.m. at the Waterville United Methodist Church. Burial in the Riverside Cemetery. Visitation Wednesday, noon until 8. Family will greet friends Wednesday from 6 until 8 at the Christy Anders Funeral Home in Waterville, in charge of arrangements for Mildred Hearn. Sharon L. Schmidt, age 80, passed away December 23rd. Funeral service January 6th, 10 a.m. at St. John's Catholic Church in Hanover. Visitation January 5th, noon until 5 at the Hanover Mortuary, in charge of arrangements for Sharon Schmidt. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu today, roast beef, mashed potatoes, sliced carrots, and plums. Tomorrow, a fish sandwich, potato salad, and mandarin oranges. KNDY News Time, 7:16.
Whether you're buying, building, remodeling, or refinancing, your home is a major investment in your life. At United Bank and Trust, we understand how important it is to work with someone who cares. Our loan officers have the experience it takes to make the process a smooth one. Come in for a visit or start online by filling out a loan application at ubankonline.com in as little as 20 minutes. Mortgage lending with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Temperatures continuing to rise today and staying warmer throughout the rest of this week. Staying sunny today with our highs in the upper 30s and mid 40s. Clear skies overnight tonight with our lows in the upper 20s and lower 30s. Partly sunny throughout the day on Wednesday with our highs in the mid to upper 40s. And staying cloudy throughout Wednesday night with our lows in the upper 20s and lower 30s. Partly sunny skies throughout the day on Thursday with our highs in the mid 40s and lower 50s. And staying slightly cooler throughout Thursday night, partly cloudy with our lows in the lower 20s and lower 30s. Even more sunshine as we head into Friday with our highs in the mid to upper 40s. And staying clear throughout Friday night with our lows in the mid to upper 20s. These nicer temperatures will continue as we head into the weekend. Sunshine on Saturday with our highs in the mid to upper 40s. And partly cloudy over Saturday night with our lows in the mid to upper 20s. Staying sunny on Sunday with our highs in the lower to upper 40s and rain showers possible Sunday night. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature late December 40, record high on this date 69. The average low 20 and the record low 6 below 0. Sunrise this morning 7:46, sunset this evening at 5:11.
Whether it's a car accident, storm damage, or a fire, when the unthinkable happens, it doesn't matter if you saved money in 15 minutes. In this moment, it doesn't matter if your neighbor has the same insurance as you. In this moment, what matters is that your independent insurance agent and the company that stands behind you have you covered. Please come see the girls on Broadway at Alliance Insurance, 785-562-2393.
Chargers clinch a playoff spot and Tua back in concussion protocol. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports. Week 16 of the NFL featured an AFC interdivisional clash. The Colts hosting the Chargers, who were looking to clinch a postseason berth. Up 13-3 in the fourth, LA looked to punch it in from the one.
Herbert under center, Eckler takes the handoff, lowers the shoulder, there we go, touchdown Chargers.
The call on Alt 98.7 FM. Austin Eckler also had a TD run earlier in the game, and the Chargers secured a playoff spot, beating the Colts 20-3. Dolphins quarterback Tua Tagovailoa back in concussion protocol, his second stint there this season. ESPN NFL insider Adam Schefter on Monday Night Countdown.
We've seen three clear-cut incidents in which his head was involved in a whiplash.
Yes. Type.
And so here we are again with the same player going through the same issues at what becomes a critical point of the season.
The Dolphins, angling for a playoff spot, are at New England on Sunday. To the hardboard courts of the NBA, you don't want to be playing the Nets right now. Fourth in the conference, they took an 8-game winning streak into Cleveland, trailing the Cavs by a half game. Mid-fourth quarter, the Cavs making a run, but Kevin Durant had the answer.
Simmons moves it right. Durant a three. It's good! Kevin Durant!
Call on WFAN. Durant finished with 32 points, surpassing Tim Duncan for 15th on the career scoring list. Cleveland's Darius Garland had 46 in the loss. The Clippers rallied from a 14-point fourth-quarter deficit to force overtime against the Pistons in the fifth quarter.
The Clippers have it with George top of the key, driving middle on Hayes. Gets the rim, a lot of contact. Oh! Paul George!
The call on AM 570 LA Sports. Paul George led the Clips with 32 points en route to a 142-131 decision. Fresh off a round of 16 appearances in the World Cup, U.S. defender Tim Ream signed a contract extension with Fulham through the 23-24 season. This is Rich Cantu, ABC Sports.
State purpose of visit.
Well, looks like the old tractor's going to kick the bucket this year.
Searching internet for new bucket.
No, I want to check insurance rates.
Sale located. Right now, get 20% off new bucket with code ITSRAININGBUCKETS.
Robots don't know you. We do. For more than 80 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has relied on relationships to get you the insurance coverage you need for your farm or ranch. Find a Farm Bureau agent at fbfs.com/protect. It's your future. Let's protect it.
Call on Farm Bureau Insurance Agent Bryce Leonard in Washington today.
Here's a look at your ag news from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken. It's Tuesday. Here's the Stackline Report.
Well, this summer, a sale of 300 acres of North Dakota farmland raised some eyebrows and alarm in Washington. And it did right here on the Ponderosa for Stackline. I didn't like the fact that even 30 acres would be bought by anybody that was a foreign country, but we'll probably have to deal with that in another day. But this company was called Fufeng Group, Chinese group that bought 300 acres, North Dakota land, 12 miles from Grand Forks Air Force Base that got the attention of the boys in Washington. And so, consequently, more needs to be done, they say, to ensure the U.S. food supply chain is secure and independent. If we do not prevent these land grabs, we're failing to protect our farmers and families and our country. That's him talking. And I may not go quite that far yet, because we don't have near the acres purchased by these foreigners that I thought we did have, but it's starting to get my attention. China's been the spotlight, but folks, there's other people that own more. Example, Canada owns 32% of the land that foreigners own. Netherlands, 13%, Italy, 7%, United Kingdom, 6%, Germany, 5%, China's only 1%. It accounts, though, for some 352,140 acres, and I got to tell you, that sounds like a lot of acres to me. You think it's small, but that almost all has been acquired in the last 10 years. So they're moving fast. See you on the next Stackline Report.
El Dorado Livestock Auction, 2.5 miles east of El Dorado on Highway 54. Proudly serving farmers and ranchers with weekly cattle sales each Thursday at 11 a.m. The order of sale is stock cows and bulls, followed by calves, feeder cattle, then butcher cows and bulls. The goal at El Dorado Livestock Auction is to use an honest, full-value approach that attracts the best buyers and creates a competitive market for our sellers. El Dorado Livestock Auction strives to develop a friendly, personal relationship with each customer and understand their individual business needs. You can see a full list of consignments online at eldoradolivestock.com or pick up the phone and call 316-320-3212 with any questions. El Dorado Livestock Auction, a sale every Thursday at 11 a.m. El Dorado Livestock Auction, 2.5 miles east of El Dorado on Highway 54.
Von Roth Land Brokers is honored to represent Larry and Maxine Plagey with their sale of premium 145 acres of Marshall County land located just northeast of Marysville at 11th and Indian Road. Auction will be held December 29th at 6:30 at the American Legion in Marysville. Supper will be served. Please contact listing agent Terry Anderson at 620-364-6826 for more details or visit their website, vonroth.com. Come to this auction prepared to buy.
As with most years, 2022 did not lack in big agricultural stories. From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today, and I'm Samantha Bennett. To cover the biggest stories this year, I invited to the studio former voice of Agriculture Today, Eric Atkinson, to provide his commentary on this tumultuous year.
It's fairly obvious what the biggest ag story of 2022 was and is, unfortunately, and that is the drought. And it's something that's going to take a little while to dig out of. Here in the eastern part of the state, we've been a little more blessed with moisture than our brethren in western Kansas. And you don't have to go that far west to find folks that are really, really hurting for moisture yet. And this is the third year or better of drought for those folks with La Nina. It speaks to the resiliency of people. I guess that's the part of the story I enjoy talking about, because folks are finding a way. They're finding it through risk management tools. They're finding it through just due diligence, planning. But it's going to be with us a while.
Atkinson continues by addressing Russia's invasion of Ukraine and the role that K-State's very own Antonina Broyaka has played in delivering the most timely information on her home country.
She has family still in Ukraine. Her husband is still there. Those updates with a direct perspective, because she is from an agricultural college in Ukraine. Her vantage points on what this means, what's happening in Ukraine, has been very valuable information. This thing has sort of fallen from the limelight in recent months, and that's part of the news cycle mentality that we seem to have in this country anymore. It's no less important today than it was back in March and April.
He ends by reflecting on one of the most impactful stories for K-State this year, the beginning of our time with the university's 15th president, K-State President Richard Linton.
I was at my computer last fall watching as they announced the new president of Kansas State University. Nobody, at least nobody externally, knew who that was. And when they introduced the new president of K-State, who was previously the dean of the College of Agriculture at North Carolina State University, I did hand springs in my office, because the minute it was understood that we had a new president who had an agricultural familiarity and background, I thought that was best thing that's happened to the College of Agriculture and K-State's agricultural presence for years and years and years. He's hit the ground slowly trotting, but soon to run, as he's done his due diligence in getting that feedback going around the state, learning more about what agriculture really needs and what K-State's place in that is. That is just a tremendous advance for agriculture in the state as well as the university itself.
Reflecting on the biggest agricultural news stories of 2022, that was former voice of Agriculture Today, Eric Atkinson. I'm Samantha Bennett, and this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Marysville Livestock Incorporated accepting consignments for their final sale of a year this Thursday. They will have a sale on Thursday, December 29th at Marysville Livestock Incorporated.
Could a roller coaster ride be a cure for what ails you? We will share some research that threw us for a loop on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
With today's inflation straining your budget, your Kansas Farm Bureau membership can help keep more money in your pocket. Get 15% off current published rates at Nextech Wireless. Special member pricing on select Grainger products. Save on vacation and travel with Avis Budget and Choice Hotels. And join the Kansans who've switched to Kansas Farm Bureau health plans, who enjoy significant savings on nationwide medical health care coverage. Join today. For a full list of benefits, visit kfb.org/benefits.
Turn unforgettable moments into heartfelt gifts this holiday with custom canvas prints, fleece blankets, and so much more from canvasprints.com. It's quick, easy, and affordable to create the perfect present for everyone on your list. Just upload your image, select your product, and check out. Use code HOLIDAY25 at canvasprints.com to get 25% off your entire order of custom canvas and metal prints, mugs, pillows, and more. Canvasprints.com and code HOLIDAY25 for 25% off your entire order.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Tuesday, December 27th, the 361st day of the year. Astronomer Johannes Kepler was born on this day, and the children's TV icon Howdy Doody made his debut on a show originally called Puppet Playhouse Theater on this day in 1947. It sounds like an urban myth, but scientific experiments are confirming some truth in this. Roller coaster rides may help to dislodge kidney stones. After hearing anecdotal accounts of patients who found relief after riding Big Thunder Mountain at Walt Disney World, researchers set out to replicate the results. Their conclusion? Riding a moderately intense roller coaster may indeed help kidney stones to pass with little or no pain. Higher success rates were found with small to medium-sized stones and for patients who sat in the rear of the train. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
It's 7:30 from KNDY. 20 degrees this morning, and we'll look for a south wind warming us to highs near 40 today.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. I'm Andy Hoosier. It was a big Christmas weekend for the Kansas City Chiefs with their victory on Saturday, Christmas Eve, over the Seattle Seahawks 24-10, putting Kansas City up to 12-3 for the regular season with only two regular season games left for 2022. And the final touchdown for the Kansas City Chiefs came from Patrick Mahomes himself.
On third down and goal, Mahomes stepping up, looking. Mahomes chase, diving for the pylon. Patrick Mahomes, is it a touchdown? No signal, yes! Touchdown, Kansas City!
An audio from the NFL. The Kansas City Chiefs were at home at Arrowhead Stadium for the game, where they remain coming up on New Year's Day as they take on the Denver Broncos, one of their big rivalries, at noon on Sunday. After that, they will have one game left of the regular season on the road against the Las Vegas Raiders on Sunday, January 8th. The Raiders right now are sitting 6-9 and number 3 in the AFC West. Mid-America Network Sports.
It's picked off by Kansas, and it's going to be a pick six.
Arkansas.
The Kansas Jayhawks have stormed back to win it in overtime.
It's the Liberty Bowl, live from Simmons Bank Liberty Stadium in Memphis, Tennessee. Our coverage begins at 3 this Wednesday.
Your Kansas Jayhawks are bowl eligible.
On your home for Kansas Jayhawk football.
Your home for Today's Country and Jayhawk football. Today's Country. 95.5 KNDY.
KNDY. Because I'll be there in the back of your mind from the day we met to you making me cry, and it's just too bad you've already had the best days, the best days of your life.
Forget about what we had. Take a look at her and do you like what you see? Or do you wish it wasn't me? I'll be there, back of your mind, from the day we met to the very
won't you take a little